Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and good morning. You have just tuned in to the second half of our show, and of course, we are the brighter side of life, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're so glad that you were starting your day in a positive way. We had a great first hour, and for any of you that want to go back and hear, or maybe you've already heard it, you can always download our podcast, and that is on iTunes/ The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0084-190008. You're going to want to write that down because we've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. And of course, just like our first hour, we have more stuff. And all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. And one of our team members will get back with you. We've got one of my favorites. I feel like I probably look like I, or feel like I weigh 100 pounds because I keep saying all these things are my favorite. But kettle corn on our first one, and Girl Scout cookies on our next one, and of course we've got Pizza Man Dan. Okay, those are like seriously like some of my favorite things that I love to eat. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those places are more chances to win. Also, you can listen to our show on our website and to all of our past shows there, and all you have to do is go to kimpaganoshow.com. We hope that you stay with us and that you listen, laugh, and learn with us. And that's what my show's all about. And we want to say that when you get to the top, look back and help the next person in line, because so many times that's really what my show, it just represents our journey and we're sharing it and helping more people. So I always like to start my show with something uplifting, Be somebody who makes everybody feel like a somebody. With that, I want to start off with some of our great giveaways, and then I'll introduce you to my guests that are in our studio. And Tom, you want to talk about some of those?
Yes, Kim, we have Taste of Camarillo, the longest running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet foods on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch House, Sunday, July 30th, 1 to 4. There's a lot of fun happening there. Also, the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brewfest. You will never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brewfest. You will experience over 19 craft breweries along with local restaurants, live music by the well-known Southern California band Ignition. They're all there. And finally, we have one of the hottest summer events of the year, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, the 29th and 30th of July, downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. We have California kettle corn to give away, high-quality kernels. It's the best. And I think we have Girl Scout.
We do. We do. Yeah. Also, I do want to talk about a couple things that are happening, too, is we've got Wings of Camarillo that is coming up. And that is the air show that is, by the California, how do you even say this, Aeronautical University. And, of course, that's happening Saturday and Sunday, 19th and 20th. And, oh, my God, if you haven't ever been to that, that's a great show to go to. Also, I do want to talk about saving the date for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. I will be there, and Thousand Oaks is October 7th, and then Ventura is October 14th. And I hope that you will get on my team and walk with us, because we always say no one walks alone. And we'd love to share that with you. I'd love to start off with giving some tickets away, and I've got Oxnard Salsa tickets. And call us. That's happening July 29th and 30th, 11 to 7, right here in Oxnard. And so we'd love to share that. And, of course, this weekend is Tequila and Tacos. And, of course, that's happening right downtown Ventura. And that's today and tomorrow. And, of course, if you like margaritas, craft beer, and art vendors, that's where you're going to want to be. So, again, I've got tickets for that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Again, I'd love to introduce my first guest, and, of course, Jody, I'm going to say it, Skandarian. Did I get it right?
Yes,
okay, perfect. And you are the CEO for Girl Scouts. And, of course, we've got an amazing fundraiser coming up. It's Fork It Over. And, of course, that is happening August 3rd, 6 to 9 over at Palm Garden in Newberry Park. I've been there the last 2 years. I'm so excited to be there again. It's only just grown and grown and grown. And I love what you guys do. So welcome and thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thank you. I'm proud to be here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course, then we'll kind of move into the event. And were you a Girl Scout? Obviously.
Absolutely. Okay. I was a Girl Scout in St. Paul, Minnesota, where I grew up.
Okay.
And today I am the proud mother of a Girl Scout cadet.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, perfect. How old is a cadet? So
my daughter is almost 12.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's great.
So she's
selling. Do you just have
cookies.
One daughter?
I have one daughter.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's funny. I was going to tell you a little story. I have, four kids, two daughters, but one of my daughters, my oldest, of course, you just want to do everything your best, right? And I had a hair salon, and I sold the most because I wanted her to go to this camp. And I sold so many, and it was so successful, except for I lost the list. And so everybody that came in, and then back in those days, you didn't get the money first, right? You just, it was, like, okay, when you pick it up, my husband's like, how many more are coming out of this freezer? I mean, I had, and we did win and it was great, but oh my God, I was so stressed about it. But I love what they do and they learn so much and, some of their, things that they've done and the friends that they made at that time have been amazing. And it's interesting when we went to Fork It Over, a lot of the older ladies that have been, they really still, enjoy coming back to these events because they know where they started.
That's right. We have over 60 million alumni across the
world.
That
is just crazy. So, Wow. So tell us a little bit about Girl Scouts and stuff. I mean, one, we love their cookies. Okay. What did you bring, by the way? Just curious, so that we can share those because maybe we'll give a couple boxes away right now.
Absolutely. Well, we brought thanks Ocelots.
Oh.
And peanut butter patties.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yum, yum, yum. Well, you know what? Let's open up our phone lines right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We'd love, if you love cookies and you love Girl Scout cookies, call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, we do have a pair of tickets, and of course, that is for Fork It Over in Newberry Park, Palm Garden. And if, I mean, let's just talk a little bit about that. That's going to be August 3rd, 6 to 9. What do we find there? I mean, I know, basically, it's like infused Girl Scout cookies to make these recipes, right?
Right. We invite local notable chefs to create either appetizers or desserts. And they prepare tastings for all of our attendees, and they're paired up with craft brew and or wine.
Can you get any better than that? I mean, that is like amazing. I love that concept. Yep.
They're all made from Girl Scout cookie ingredients. Each chef gets to choose their cookie to work with. And then we have a panel of local celebrity judges and then also a people's choice. So everyone who attends gets to vote on the winner.
Right. Who was the winners last? Was it the cave one?
Alex from
okay,
the
I
cave.
Was gonna say, yeah, okay. What did he make? It was pretty amazing. I can't, do you remember what
it was?
I
think it was lemon crusted chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, with the lemon cookies, right?
Yeah.
So, who are some of the people that are gonna be there this year?
We have a whole host of vendors from Brendan's, okay. who is one of the host partners, as well as 2088 Boulevard Burger, and several others.
Okay. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. I love that. All right. And you could tell them it's like, okay, do you like my stuff? Do you know, I mean, they're all waiting for your mouth watering answers. So
well, and it's exciting to walk around and actually talk to the chefs who've made the dishes to find out their inspiration for it, their story behind the food.
Does everybody get the same cookie, or is it all they can pick any
cookie?
They
get to pick.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
And this year, many will be providing both an appetizer and a dessert. So there will be even more food this year.
I like food. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's perfect. All right. So what is a Girl Scout leadership experience like?
Well, the GSLE, as we call it, the Girl Scout Leadership Experience, is basically the framework from which troop leaders and girls experience through their time in Girl Scouts. And we have four pillars. And as the girls navigate discovering, connecting, and taking action within their troops, they learn the skills of outdoor life. And STEM is a very large focus for us this year. And we're adding the A, making it STEAM. And so through our curriculum and the assistance of the troop leader, our girls get to explore a lifetime of leadership. And it sets them up for outcomes where they're outperforming their non-Girl Scout peers.
Wow. Is there a test or like some kind of something that you've done to see girls that have never been involved in kind of these kind of things as opposed to the ones that have?
Well, we do survey Girl Scouts, and they are outperforming non-Girl Scouts in things like education level, salary attainment, as well as quality of life, civic engagement, and connecting in their community and giving back.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there is a huge, connection to that.
And then when you look at just the females in the leadership pipeline across the United States, over half of women business leaders were Girl Scouts.
Really? That's interesting. Okay.
80% of women in technology were Girl Scouts. Women in our U.S. Senate, 76% of them were Girl Scouts. And essentially 100% of all female secretaries of state were Girl Scouts.
Wow.
And what's really inspiring is that over 75% of our volunteers were Girl Scouts. So they
come
back,
give back
and give back in the form of being a troop leader or being a mentor, being involved in program activities, even speaking. We ask all of our alumni to come back and share your leadership path with our girls, because I believe strongly you can't be what you can't see. And when girls see women in roles, and if they can identify with that woman just a little bit, that's helping them to discover, connect, and take action on their own path.
I love that. Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Jody Skandarian, and of course, we're talking about Girl Scouts. And, how long have they been around? How long has Girl Scouts?
Over 100 years.
Oh, my God.
Juliet Gordon Lowe founded Girl Scouts before women even had the right to vote.
Wow. Wow. And who, I mean, the concept behind it was to bring girls together to unite, to learn, to grow as a team.
Yeah, she was really a visionary because she realized that the girl-centric, girl-led, girl-only space allowed girls to thrive. And if you think about the environment that she did that in over 100 years ago, and then you think about our environment today, girls are achieving higher confidence levels in the girl space. And so we feel very strongly that as girls from the age of 5 all the way to 18, as they go through that leadership path with a girl-only, girl-led space, that's giving them a skill set that they're not going to get otherwise.
I love how you say that, girl space. God, I love that because I started a women's support group of really just, I think that, you know, what's lacking in our world is, you know, when you get into high school and everybody's so cutthroat, okay, to me, that was one of the pluses from my girls being in Girl Scouts is they had that kind of that bond. And, you know, and that's really what I promote on my show is to lift each other to you know, admire your beauty and not to feel less than. And I love that because I think that the world is sometimes, you know, so cruel. And so I want to really put together a universal support group. And I love that women's space because men definitely, I love them, but they think totally different, you know, and men don't really share as much, you know, and so, but the women's space, I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gosh. You know, will you stay with me because we're going to take a really quick break, but I want to talk a little bit more about the Gold Award and just kind of find out a little bit more. All right. If you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we have so many things to give away. We would love to share them with you. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. We've got some Oxnard Salsa Festival tickets. And of course, that is happening on July 29th and 30th. And of course, I'd love to give away some Fork It Over tickets. And of course, that's happening August 3rd, 6 to 9 in Newberry Park over at Palm Garden Hotel. So I'd love to share those tickets with you right now. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Please join us for Metal Arc Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country-western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, Wet Your Whistle Watering Hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarcserviceleague.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life, anything that can add value to our world. And we love to tell your journey and to find out how you've got where you are. And when you get there, to turn around and look back and help the next person in line. And our next guest is going to be Dan Collier. And of course, he is Pizza Man Dan's. And everybody's had Pizza Man Dan's. But oh my God, he's made a name for himself. And I'm excited to be working with him to share his new venture that he is going to be talking about. And again, right now we have Jody Skandarian. And of course, she is the Girl Scout CEO. And of course, we're talking about their fundraiser that's coming up, Fork It Over. And we're going to find out a little bit about what all the funds and all the this event really goes back to help pay for. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. But I do want to remind you that I do have a couple pairs of tickets, and I'd love to share them with my listeners. And that's happening August 3rd, 6 to 9. It's called Fork It Over. And of course, that is happening all in Newberry Park at Palm Garden. I've been there the last 2 years. I'm excited. It sounds like it's even grown even bigger this year. And it's going to be a fun, really well worth event. So I'm excited to share that. What does all the funds go to?
Our Girl Scout Leadership Experience program that I was sharing earlier. And again, that focuses on programming for girls in STEM, life skills, entrepreneurship. And the number one thing girls tell us they want is the outdoors. And so we have a 36-acre property right here in Ventura called Camp Arnez. And as part of our outdoor program, we also will use some of the funds to continue to support camping and survival skills and helping the girls get off devices and video games.
Unplug.
And unplug.
Okay.
De-digitize for a little while and get out in the outdoors.
I love that.
Yeah. And one of the big pieces of the life skill is our financial literacy program, which is our cookie program. And that really reinforces business ethics, people skills, money management, decision making, and goal setting for girls. And when you think about your time as a Girl Scout,
yes,
selling cookies, I know it was a big impact on my own skill set. My first job out of college, I added cookie sales on my cover letter. And I'll say the interviewer actually commented on that.
Really?
I reached back to my early business skills.
That's really
in Girl
good.
Scouting.
Yeah.
And it has an impact on girls across the nation as we sell cookies in the world's largest financial literacy program.
That's crazy. You know, it's interesting. It's like, you know, when the girls are in front of the grocery stores or in front of the banks or whatever, it's like, just, okay, how many? But then you got to go, okay, I'm going to buy from you and I'm going to buy from you. And then you have the neighborhood kids that come, you know, it's like, okay, but it's kind of been always one of my passions. And I know how hard it is for them to get in front of people, because I know with my daughter, she's like, Mom, you talk. No, this is where you need to do this, you know, and I'll show you how it is. And so I did like the first, and then after that, and she's like, oh, they're going to be nice to me. They're, you know, I'm like, first of all, well, they love cookies. So that's the start of it, you know. But it is a really good lesson.
And they do learn those five business skills. That's something that we host as part of the Girl Scout Leadership Experience called Cookie University. It takes place every January up and down our council, where girls can go and learn those five skills and hands-on activities like knocking on the door. How do you approach and open up a conversation, and as well as safety? You should always go with your parent and with a friend. Overcoming objections. How do you keep your spirits up in the face of adversity? And then what I would recommend is, when you are being asked to purchase a box of Girl Scout cookies, make sure you ask the Girl Scouts, what are you earning money for this year? Because remember, the Girl Scout program allows girls to raise money through the cookie program. This feeds their troop's bank account, so that the troop can then decide, girl-led, what they want to do that troop year. So they'll do community service projects, trips, etc.
So you're saying that doesn't all just go to Girl Scouts?
Correct.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that, because that's a big difference.
Well, I mean, if you think about Juliet Gordon-Lowe trying to fund Girl Scouts, the girls get to fund their activities for the year. So it's truly girl-led. So within their troop, they're guided by their troop leader. But as the girls earn more leadership skills and financial management skills, the girls really do take over on their planning and decide what they'll do with their funds.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. And what does it take for a leader to be a leader?
They actually have to reach out to the Girl Scouts of California Central Coast, and they can share their interest, and we'll find a way for them to volunteer as a troop leader. We offer them training and leadership development to get the skills that they need and the resources that they need to get up and running and start a troop. We actually have more girls that want to be in a troop than we have volunteers. So
really?
For any women out there caregivers that are interested in being a role model for young women, I urge you to reach out to our council and step up and take the lead.
Wow. I had no idea that there was that kind of offsetted. Okay. Tell us a little bit about the Gold Award. What is that?
Absolutely. The Gold Award is the highest honor a girl can earn in Girl Scouting. And as part of our mission of building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place, this is really their capstone project as a Girl Scout. So through their whole leadership experience, they're building on skills that will help them take on their own project. So through their years in scouting, they're able to identify a problem, identify a solution or a need in the community, and they take on their own project and petition and propose their idea to a volunteer-led Gold Award committee. That committee will advise them on their project. The Girl Scout will then create a plan that she will find her own funds and resources to implement that plan.
How old would they be to be doing that?
These are our high schooler girls.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's other awards that girls earn, silver and bronze, that build upon as a troop they're doing projects. But by the time they're juniors and seniors in high school, they're able to implement on their own, take action project on their own.
Okay.
And so we're out in the community doing wonderful things. They're raising their own resources to do this, creating their own timelines, action plans, gathering data and information, and then reporting back to the committee when they're done. And then if they, you know, pass through the litmus test, they will earn their Gold Award, which is that highest award in Girl Scouts.
How many people get that?
Out of Girl Scouts, less than 5%.
So not a lot.
And it's a differentiator. I urge all girls
to
go
one?
For the gold. I did not. Okay. I did not participate in Girl Scouts in high school,
right.
Which is a factor. There's many competing forces in high school today, far more than when I was a girl.
Right.
And so we're trying very hard as a council to find more ways for our girls to engage at the high school level. But when you have competing forces like sports and
there's so many pools for different things.
But I will say it's a differentiator. Girls should stick with it and go for the gold, because when you earn your gold and you do Girl Scouts through high school, you are differentiating yourself on a college application, on a job resume, as I shared my experience with you, how I utilized it. And if you think about LinkedIn, if more employers realize the differentiator that Girl Scouts makes in a girl's life, that's a difference that woman in the career force is going to make on their staff.
Well, it's kind of like an alumni, okay, in a sense. You kind of, it's like, oh, okay, they're going to think this, they learned the same way I did. You know, I mean, that's what I would think of, right? If it would
it's
be that.
It's a community. Yeah. Yeah. They have 60 million community members around the world. Some of the Gold Award projects that we're proud of are girls taking on anti-bullying projects in their high school. So kind of standing up and taking the lead on that. Community projects where they're either beautifying or creating a resource where there wasn't one. And then things like creating food pantries, libraries in low-income areas, and even doing some international projects in India and Costa Rica.
Wow.
So once girls get the confidence that Girl Scouts gives them and they build their courage and character, they can take on these international projects as well as local projects that make the world a better place.
That's great. So finally, okay, why should parents consider letting their girls join? Obviously, all these great things that we've already talked about, right? But when you're young and you're looking for different things, you know, how many hours or how many times a week do you guys meet?
Well, that's the great thing about our volunteers. They are really the defining factor in what makes Girl Scouts what it is today. And we could not exist without our volunteers. So to them, on behalf of our girls and board of directors and community, I say thank you to all of our volunteers. We have over 5,000 of them in our council that give
crazy.
Of their time. So troops get to decide if they want to meet weekly, biweekly, monthly, and what kind of activities they want to do. So that caring adult who's guiding that girl-led space is the defining factor as to how what the engagement is. But I would say to parents out there, the inclusive all-female environment of a Girl Scout troop creates a safe space where girls can try new things, develop a range of skills, take on leadership roles, and just be themselves. Like, where else can you find that today?
Right.
And I've seen my own daughter blossom. I know I grew up, I had a brother, I didn't have sisters, and it created that safe space for me to learn. And I, you know, that's a space I continue to want to foster for girls today, and that's what Girl Scouts does.
Wow. And now, was your husband a Boy Scout?
He was not.
Okay. I just wondered, you know. It's funny because I had both the kids, you know, since I have boys and girls, and I just thought that was, it's just another great connection and why they're young, you know, and they kind of fit in somewhere. So
absolutely.
Well, again, I'm really excited to share Fork It Over with everyone. And of course, that goes back to really building some donations for Camp Arnaz, correct? Is that where it all goes
and
to?
And the Girl Scout Leadership Experience Program across the council. Yeah.
Okay, great. Where do people find out more about their tickets and how to get them?
Oh, absolutely. Tickets are $50 each, but your listeners can visit www.forkitovergsccc.com and enter code 2XGSCCC special 2017 to buy 2-for-1 tickets.
Okay, that's posted on our Facebook and on our newsletter so people can go in there. But basically, you're offering for our listeners 2-for-1, right?
Yes.
That's a great deal. So again, Fork It Over, August 3rd, 6 to 9, Palm Garden Hotel. And it will be a really great night for a really great cause. So thank you so much for being here and sharing this with everyone.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace. Plus, tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, Arts Education Classes, diverse Blackboard Gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands, located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And all right. Well, we have a lot of stuff going on. And I do want to kind of just go over some of these great events that we have happening, and of course that is Taste of Camarillo, and of course that's coming up July 30th, Camarillo Ranch House, and that's Sunday, and I'd love you to join that. So they've got lots of stuff happening there, and of course the night before is the wine tasting, and that whole night will be two great nights. And then we've got the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, and they're presenting their 6th annual Brew Fest. That is happening, and if you want to find out more about that, you can go to tobrewfest.com. We've got more stuff for happening, and that's happening over behind the Thousand Oaks Library. And then we've got the 24th annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, and of course that is happening the 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. In fact, they asked me to dance on that, you know, and a little, not so much. But I always love to see who's going to dance and what they're going to do. So we've got that coming up. And then next, we've got Wings of Camarillo Air Show. And that is coming up on August 19th and 20th. And that is Saturday and Sunday. For more information on that, you can go to wingsovercamarillo.com. So lots of fun stuff happening. And again, we just talked to the Girl Scouts, and that's happening August 3rd, 6 to 9, Fork It Over. And that's happening over at Palm Garden. I do want to say that Rubicon, if you haven't already been there, they've got something coming up, and that is Much Ado About Nothing, and that's July 21st through the 23rd. Is that enough events going on or what?
And we even have, in addition, Howley the Surfing Dog going to be out in just a couple of hours, right around 9 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, it is going to be Howley the Surfing Dog at C Street, Ventura Surfers Point, and that is where we are going to be. This dog has been featured in the Rose Parade, all over TV. They are fantastic people. And what Hallie does is it gets kids with special needs into the water to surf.
I think that he actually comes when I do the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer over in Ventura Park over there off the harbor. So, yeah, definitely. You want to take a really quick break? And then when we come back, I'd love to give some away to all these events that I have going on. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And call in. We've got tequila and taco last day, today and tomorrow. Call in. I've got a pair of tickets for you. We'll be right back.
It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace. Plus, tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com.
Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, arts education classes, diverse Blackboard gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands, located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, you know, I'm just going to kind of talk about it. And moms and dads have so much pressure of kind of making sure that their kids are doing a good job. And, you know, it's gotten to a place where there's no zero tolerance. And how do you give a kid zero tolerance? Tom, maybe you can help me with this too. You have younger kids, but, you know, we know that we all have rules that we need to go and obey and be at school or be in the classroom. But what if your kid does something that he's just not thinking about and he pays the consequence for so many things? What's your thought on that, Tom?
Well, that's one of the hardest things that Mark Twain said a long, long time ago. Raising a kid, it's 50% you and 50% them. And I knew as a kid parents who were incredible. And their kids just one time did one thing that was really wrong, and it caused a lot of problems. Any kid could do it. And somebody who doesn't think they can, they're nuts.
Yeah.
Because I think of the crazy things I did when I was a kid, and some of them were totally inappropriate. I was lucky I got out unscathed.
A lot of us, I think it was our error then. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think back that we didn't have to wear seatbelts, that, you know, had a cigarette and, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. There were so many things, but
I
now...
I even had worse things than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I was just trying to, like, be, you know, like, very, you know, top of the list.
I did some awful things. Nothing that would be like robbing a bank or hurting somebody, but I did some things that were
I'm right
phenomenally
there with you.
Questionable.
Yeah, okay.
And the thing that I try to tell my kid is, I said, it's just because I made a mistake. I said, you don't get to know what I did because you're not allowed to. You're just not allowed to make those mistakes. And
right.
Call me a hypocrite, call me anything. I'll just say my parents might not have been as attentive as I am going to be.
Correct.
And riding herd to the point where you don't let them get exposed to anything. And then it's such a...
Yeah, and you can't leave your kids so sheltered. It's such a hard thing.
Because then when they get out,
they're like,
can explode
go wild,
and go nuts.
You know? Yeah. And then, and also keeping them in line and hoping that, you know, one family lets their kids, you know, I don't know. I'm going to just say.
Well, you remember the fun parent.
Yeah.
And the fun parent was actually pure evil because when I was a kid, again, there was some parent, you could go over there, drink and party and do anything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If I find that parent today, I will beat them with a club.
Yeah, and you don't want your kids to be around them because once you open those doors, it's like, hoo-hoo, my parents never let me do this. And it's a natural thing.
And the internet adds all that to it and all of the other, you know, before we had to search for things. And I, you know, just being really silly here as a young guy, hey, Eddie's dad has Playboys. Now you click onto your phone
and you get
a world of horrid, awful things. And I always say to the kids, hey, not allowed to do that. So we've also got that new door that has opened up for parents. And it is a difficult time.
Yeah. We had a guest last week that was on our show. And we were talking about the internet and having a partner, you know, where, you know, he can see what you go and you can see, you know, and in one sense, it's hard because, you know, you don't have your freedom, but you are supposed to be the example for your children, correct?
You hope so, and you hope that you stand up well for that. The other thing I try to say to my kids, I understand trust, but I understand temptation. And I know
that's
that temptation is a real mother. Temptation is tough. And I said, that's why my trust is a little bit...
He must have been delivering pizzas because we've been waiting for Pizza Man.
The man with the coolest Corvette
in all the land. There
you
go.
Grab that microphone right there.
So yeah, you can turn that around. And so glad you're here.
Well, thank you. Sorry, I missed you. I went to your address in Thousand Oaks.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding? Only one other person in 10 years has done that, and I so apologize. I'm like going, okay, where are you? But anyways, I'm so glad that you were here.
Beautiful day for a drive.
Yes, exactly, to Thousand Oaks. It's a little warm up there.
Yeah, a little different, isn't it? And it's so close. So anyways, again, we've been actually telling everybody about you, and of course, you were going to be here, okay? And of course, we've got Don Collier just came in the studio this morning. And of course, we're talking about Pizza Man Dan's. And God, you've made a name for yourself. But now you're like ready to explode it. And I'm excited to share with everybody what's going on. But one, welcome. And I'm sorry you went to the wrong studio. So
leave it to a pizza delivery driver.
I know.
To get lost.
That is so funny. Oh, gosh. Anyways, well, again, tell us a little bit about yourself. Everybody knows your name, everybody knows your pizza. But I'm really excited. Now you're going to be like bringing a party to their homes, right?
We have something new coming up. That's correct.
I know.
We just began about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, okay, let's just invite it out for everybody to hear. You're going to be bringing beer and wine, correct? And delivering.
That is our new service. We're
coolest thing? I know. I love that. So I'm so excited to be working with you to share this with everybody. And again, tell us your story, kind of how you got started.
I thought about that, Kim, when you asked me the question, and I would say that that story is bracketed by Corvettes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
30 years ago, I was a pizza delivery driver, and I wanted to be in charge of a multiple-unit pizza company. So I looked around town in Santa Barbara, and there was a place called Rusty's Pizza.
Yep.
And I decided I would walk in the door and sell myself to the owner of the company to take over and run it for him. I figured that I couldn't just walk in off the street as a pizza delivery driver. I would need to seem that I was already successful. So I bought a suit that I couldn't afford and a car that I couldn't afford. I bought a brand new Corvette.
So you know how what I call this, and my listeners are going to know right off the bat, fake it till you make it, right?
That's exactly what I did.
I love that. I love that. That's awesome. And so you went in and you sold yourself.
I pulled up in the Corvette. He saw me coming in, and 4 hours later, I had talked myself into a job. He said, how much do I need to pay you? I said, I'll tell you what, don't pay me anything. I'll work for a month, and after that, you decide how much I'm worth.
Smart, smart. All right, and of course, you killed it.
I worked for that family for 25 years as president of the company, and then going on to franchise for the last 10 of those here in Ventura County.
Right, and now you've made your own name.
Yes, the bracket on the other side of the story is that my daily driver is a 1972 pepperoni Corvette.
Yes, I saw that. I love it. I love it. That's, you know what? I mean, you sound like with that whole story, you have fun, right?
What better business?
You're doing your own, you know, you're living your passion, aren't you?
I am. I dropped out of college because I discovered that pizza made my fraternity brothers happy. They'd all stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning when I got home with leftover pizza. And I discovered I could make large groups of people happy with pizza. Dropped out of school, and the rest is history.
Wow. I mean, that's a success story. And I'm glad that you actually share that, because to me is, you know, there's many roads to success. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what you're saying. So
great country, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So when was your defining moment of being a pizza man?
Well, I had already... Thank you, Kim. I had already been running Rusty's Pizza, and there was a moment, I can remember it vividly, where I was walking towards my monster Jeep with a 4-foot telephone on top. I'm dressed in blue jeans and a pizza t-shirt, and I'm carrying a pizza in my hot bag. And there was this little girl, I want to say about yay high,
okay.
Maybe 4 years old.
Okay.
She looked up at me, and she had these stars in her eyes. And she said, "Are you the pizza man?" And I thought about it for a minute. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's not something I had ever aspired to be. You know, college, your parents don't say, hey, my kid's going to grow up to be a pizza man.
Yeah.
But at that moment, I realized that's exactly what I was and who I was. That was the difference, the who.
Wow.
And I remember that little girl, and I thank her for the gift she gave me that day.
See, I call those God incidents, okay? Because, you know what? It's just that moment, that epiphany that you just go, oh, well, you just made it all work for me. And that's awesome.
From that moment, it changed the way I approached my career. I joined the International Pizza Expo as a speaker. I got involved in the industry. I've been doing that for 15 years now. And I enjoy sharing all my mistakes with other pizzerias, other entrepreneurs in the country, well, throughout the world, actually, who come to Vegas every year to learn about pizza and grow this business.
What's so good and special about yours? Because there's something that tastes a little bit different.
We can't give away the
secret
recipes.
Okay, I figure that. Okay.
But I will tell you that we are a California type of pizza. Now, you don't hear that much because everybody says, oh, New York, Detroit, Chicago. Many years in the 50s, Shakey's came up with a type of crust. They called it a laminated crust. And we have followed suit on that type of crust. It's almost made the same way as a croissant, except you don't put the butter in between.
Oh,
so you layer the dough and fold it as you roll it.
Wow.
But that's the dough, that's the base, and you build it from there. And from there, you play around with the sauces and the ingredients.
I like it. Okay, so give us, delivering alcohol. I mean, that is like the ultimate. Tell us about that. What are the criteria for that, too?
I have to give credit to my business partner, Josh Schreider. Josh and I partnered up about 2 years ago, and he's been the brains behind the operation. I'm the pizza guy.
Okay, that's totally cool. Yeah.
So Josh did some research, and he and I are always looking at ways to differentiate ourselves. There's a pizzeria on every corner. How can we be different? How can we bring more service to our customers?
Right.
And he discovered that in 2009, the California ABC, the Alcohol Beverage Control, changed the law so that you could deliver through what's called third party. It was the wine industry that was delivering to your home, as you can imagine, back in the 2000s, that changed that whole process. So there are some rules on how it's done, and we've structured that. As to the customer, what it means to them is they do have to order online. That is one of the rules of the state.
Okay.
And they do have to have an ID present at the door. The biggest concern, of course, is serving to
minors.
A minor.
Correct, yeah.
And so the way that we do that is we need to not only check the ID, but prove that we've checked the ID. So we scan the ID at the door.
Perfect.
And that way the driver has to download that information when they check out at the end of the night with proof that the person they handed the alcohol
to. But how awesome. You get a pizza, you get a beer, you get wine. So what kind of beer, what kind of wine? I mean, let's get everybody excited about this. I'm already ready to order my pizza and beer, you know?
We began with a fairly limited selection, so we've just got 6 packs of Bud Light, Corona,
there you go.
2 Firestones, the 805, which is very popular
there
in this area,
go.
And an IPA.
Nice. And wine?
We went with Bogle.
Okay.
Bogle is, my wife is a wine snob, and she says it's affordable and drinkable.
Well, there you go. She knows what she's talking about. Okay, locations. You're everywhere. Okay, let's just kind of name those really quick. I know we're at the end. We're going to have you back now, okay? But because you're out there delivering pizzas. But where are you at?
We have 8 locations from Carpinteria through Moore Park.
Okay.
So we are in 6 cities, Carpinteria, Ventura, Oxnard, Port Hueneme, Camarillo, and Moore Park, with 1 central phone center, so 1 phone number that you call.
That's perfect. So you just call 1 and tell them where you're located, and they'll deliver.
Absolutely.
And if they want to order any beer or wine, they have to do it online.
Our online ordering represents about 50% of our total delivery sales.
Okay.
So a lot of people already do that.
Okay, perfect. Where do they go online?
Well, we're all over social media and online.
I see it all the time. I know.
Pizza Man Dan's.
Yeah. Pizzamandan.com, right? Is that it?
Pizzamandan's.com.
God, can't get any better than that. Dan, I so love that you are a part of our show. And I'm sorry that you went to my other studio, but we'll definitely have you back. And of course, again, I'm so excited to share what your new thing coming up.
Thank you for having me, Pam.
Yeah, okay. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And, of course, better to get hurt by the truth than converted with a lie. And with that, God, we have 2 hours of amazing guests and amazing stuff. We've got so many events that we would love to share with you. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Please give us a call. Get your name in for all these great events that are happening. We love to give back to our listeners and go do something nice for yourself and someone else. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We'll talk to you next week.